Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate. I'm here, Mem the Beaner, with my host, Will the Villain. And we got an exciting show for you guys. A lot of talking from both ends this episode. And yeah, ready to go, man. So Joe, how was your weekend? It was good, man. It was pretty cool.
It sucks because I do sound like a little bitch like that.
I wasn't even trying to make it sound like a little
bitch. I know, but that's what I sound like, man. Oh, how you doing, homie? I missed you, dude.
Doing okay, dude. Doing recovering, but doing good, doing good.
Cool. We got a lot to talk about.
We do. I haven't seen you for I saw you, but we haven't.
Yeah.
Had
a chill session, dude. Yeah.
So, cool. That was my bad.
Just work. No, it's cool, man. I know you've been working, so.
I worked a couple days.
Tell our listeners what job, where it was at, if you don't mind.
Okay, so I was working with my good friend of ours, Pablo. Mm-hmm. He was nice enough to get me in, and it's a delivery job for Amazon packages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I took it, I knew it was Pablo gave me lots of Sadie pep talks.
This is not for nice, the fucking... But yeah. Because Pablo's a lot nicer. He's
nicer. He is a lot nicer.
Not to say Sadie's not nice, dude.
I don't know about that. But anyways, he told me, dude, if you haven't been working and you haven't been doing any exercise,
this is not for you.
You're probably going to die the first couple of days. And he was right. He was right. So
very physical. I mean, it's all very walking around for the most part, right?
Running around mostly.
Run.
Because you got 120 packages need to be delivered in a 9-hour shift.
That's a quota.
You have to do
it. Okay, so that's an average of, 10 packages an hour?
No, it's easy. It's fucking Amazon.
More than that. Maybe 13 to 14.
12, I think.
In an hour. Okay.
The kicker is the apartments. Everyone that lives in a goddamn apartment, I hate you. And if you do get packages from Amazon, you should be fucking on your knees to that delivery guy.
Awesome, dude.
If you live on a fucking third or fourth story with no elevator.
Oh, fuck,
you
dude.
Unzip that pant. Because
awesome, dude.
That
awesome.
Is a... Bitch, bro.
Awesome, man.
Bitch. So, like,
all right, go for it.
It was fucking, it was horrible. Okay. It was just, like, the first day, we hit an apartment.
What were your hours, dude?
6:30 to 5.
Where are they based? Like,
By North Spray Farm. It's a big warehouse. Ooh, so what happens is a big, giant truck comes in and shoves all the packages out, and everybody shoves it into their car, and they go from there. It's really organized well, though.
Okay.
So everything, it's already routed out for you.
Do you guys use your own trucks or cars?
No, they have their own vans and small cars. We took the big van, and we had a shitload, and the first one was a fucking apartment. Papa was going like, all right, man, it's at the third story. And it's one of those stairs where, like, it goes up to the second story, and then you have to walk across to get up to the third story.
Oh, bullshit. Okay. So just the structure was bullshit.
Bad, right?
Okay.
Took us a while to get in.
Okay.
I go up 1-2. He's like, no, my bad. It's on the other side.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So I go down 2 steps. So I already went down 2 flights of steps.
Okay.
Go all the way to the end. Go up, and then go up the third one.
Yeah.
Walk all the way across to where I was.
Oh, shit.
Right? Looking for this number.
Okay.
And then I look at Pop. I go, I don't know where it is. He goes, oh, my bad. It's across.
Oh, shit.
It's on the other side.
Okay.
Back down. So that's 5, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's 5 flights.
Okay.
Then I go up.
Are you a fireman?
Dude, I'm getting tired. He's all like, dude, you gotta hurry up, man, we gotta go.
Yeah.
I go, what the fuck?
And Pablo is a beast, granted. Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's 100 pounds more than I am. And
he's tall, he's buff, though.
Fucking buff, dude. Yeah. The guy is a monster.
Yeah, his work ethic. I've worked with the dude. We've used to do warehouse together. I've unloaded trucks with him. He's literally side by side, fucking move for move with me. Like,
Jesus,
busting
Christ.
Ass, dude. I thought I was a stud. That guy's a fucking beast, dude.
The problem with this job is obviously the physical part, the driving part.
Yeah, you mentioned that, which had me worried, I guess.
Pablo, driving 40 to 50 miles an hour in residential school areas
Fuck.
Is not a job for me. I don't like driving fast. I'm a
you
very
don't.
Safe
you
driver.
Don't.
And I'm
Pablo's
like,
a great driver too, but yeah, that you good. Have to drive that fast. To...
Well, we hit an intersection. He's all, you have to make a left. So you have to go through both intersections to get across.
Yeah.
And he goes, you can't hesitate. I'm like, what do you mean you can't hesitate? You can't fucking hesitate. You see an opening, you take it.
You see that big rig coming at 60 miles an hour? Dude. You gotta outrace it.
You fucking go fast.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck, dude. So anyways, very hard couple days. Fucking hard. The last, towards the end, we had to have some people help us to save us. So some cars, some other people.
Everyone just post up and meet up?
Took some of our packages.
Okay.
Pablo makes a fucking... A wide right, a right turn in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Hits a storm drain, pops the tires.
Awesome. After I just said Pablo's a good driver, dude.
Fucking blew the tire, bro. And I'm like, fuck my life.
Awesome.
And then we couldn't get the tire down.
Of course.
You have to have both doors closed and the back doors open for it to crank down.
Oh, shit. It
took us an hour and a half to figure that out.
Wow. Oh, shit. Just to figure that out.
Figure it out.
Awesome. Okay.
Pump it up. We can't get the lug nuts off. And we're both strong guys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And we're just... I first did it. I missed. I fucking punched myself in the face. Fucking busted my nose, dude. And awesome, Pablo's man. Looking at me. He's like, man, don't be weak, bro. I go, bro, this is... I can't get the nuts off.
Yeah.
So he does it. And he's just... Nothing.
Beast mode,
both
yeah.
of us, dude.
No way.
Nothing. I'm like, bro, I think we need to lift it up.
Higher?
Lift the car higher because of the weights on it. So we did that and still... So we had to... We had to pull more leverage, so we made the thing longer, and we're just, like, yanking on it. We finally get them off, put everything back in, and I'm like, Pablo, you know what, bro? I love you, bro, but I don't think it's for me. And he started laughing. He's all, yeah, I kind of figured that. And I go, whoa, when did you figure that out? And he goes, oh, the first time you got out of the car. And he almost broke your ankle getting out of
the car. Awesome, dude.
So, Sadie was right. It's... The physical part is a little much. The time, I know I wouldn't be able to get the 120 done.
Oh,
amount of time.
I got a new car. I don't mind driving fast, dude, but that you have to be on a time structure like that strict, they're on your ass.
Because they know how many packages you've delivered.
They track it, obviously.
So, like, okay. Hey, you only had fucking 2 packages. It's 3 o'clock.
Why are you jerking off?
I mean, it's like, well, I don't know.
It's 3 o'clock all day long. Okay, wow. My questions. Okay, is it the Amazon experience you were expecting?
I love Amazon when I just open my packages. It's real fun. I don't know, man. I see UPS guys.
Yeah.
And I don't see them fucking...
Hustling and busting ass as much? Busting.
They make 2 times as more.
So why don't you do UPS next?
Nah, you know what? I'm probably going to do Uber and drive people around, make some cash on that. Yeah. So if you guys have Uber or anything, you guys in Orange County, give me a call and I'll come pick you up.
I might have to do the same thing for a second job. I mean, might as well do the new car. So
my buddy's doing, he's making good money.
Okay, I had busted your balls about in one of the Google chats a while back, like, you're expendable that the drones are going to take your job soon anyways.
I don't even think the drones go that fast.
Okay, shit.
Dude, that was funny. I'm like, fucking drones.
Okay, so you mentioned something too the last time I saw you that... that their number one thing, Amazon, is about safety.
Oh, yeah. That's a pep talk in the beginning. Hey, guys, don't hurt yourselves.
But just drive 100 just miles an hour.
Don't worry about kids. Just worry about yourself. Got to get those packages.
If you see an old lady, just shove her out of the fucking way.
Fucking car flipped over. Not if you're okay. Hey, did you deliver the package?
Wow. Okay. Yes, now, sir. How did that make you feel? And then seeing like how dangerous you have to drive, I guess.
I was like, blown away, dude.
Okay, huh. So, would you recommend it? I mean, Pablo, again, is a beast.
See, the problem
120 is a lot of fucking packages, though, dude.
Yeah, well, they're trying to undercut UPS and FedEx.
Mm.
UPS is charging too much for Amazon.
Okay.
So, Amazon branches out to smaller companies with cars, deliver their shit for cheaper.
Oh, okay.
So, you're kind of like, they're fighting against UPS and other companies to be the best.
Okay.
And that means, doesn't matter what your kill rate is.
As long as you get
out. How many kids you hit. How many cars you hit.
Are we playing Grand Theft Auto?
Dude, it felt like it.
Grand Theft Amazon. Okay.
But Pablo, thank you, man. You're the best.
Yeah, he's dope, dude.
The guy understood. He's all like, dude, it's for some people and it's not for other people. Don't worry about it.
When did you realize I wasn't for it?
First fucking, when you fucking showed up. with sandals.
I believe it though.
I didn't wear sandals.
I believe it. Okay, your experience with it overall, dude. Amazon, yene. Fuck them.
Nay, not for me.
Okay.
I think Sadie would be good at it because he's fit. He's already does that kind of shit.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Okay.
So
fuck him.
Yeah, fuck Amazon.
Okay, cool.
But guys, please make sure when you go on our website,
we have a banner.
Please buy from Amazon.
We have an Amazon banner.
So when we say fuck Amazon,
we mean
fucking buy from Amazon. That's what we need. So go ahead and go on our website. We have awesome, Audible. Dude. We have Amazon. We are getting some money in.
We
cash out at 100.
Mm.
I think we have like $50. And that's shout out to my boy Joe Morales in Texas. He brought over like $200.
I know Paul does too, and I know Lupe does too.
Make sure if you guys, when you do it, go on our website, then click the box, and then buy. Sometimes,
if you go,
because not everything goes through. So just Lupe, thank you too.
Yeah,
we don't know who's buying. We just know people are buying stuff.
Yeah, and it's cool when they tell us like, "Hey, dude." Oh, I think Johnny too, dude. But yeah, everyone, we totally appreciate it. It helps alleviate the charges we're paying. So thanks, and so fucking buy from Amazon.
Buy from Amazon. Don't work for Amazon.
Don't work for them. All right, man. Well, fucking, I missed you, dude. That was a good story, man.
Fuck, man.
I knew about this. I'm like, shit, how come you can't tell? Like, I needed to
get it. I couldn't even move the next couple days, bro.
I know, man. I'm pretty sure.
I'm supposed to get up at 6:30. We're already late. We get out of there at 6.
Yeah.
We were behind.
Yeah.
I'm just fucked, bro.
Awesome, man. Okay, let's see. Oh, I did solo last week.
You did, dude. I was in the back fucking on my deathbed with my my fingers.
Yeah, man. It was fun. I didn't think I can kill 48-9 minutes like that.
Yeah, it was close to 50.
So, which was good. I just went in typical game plan, like, fuck it, let's just do us type of deal. And I tried not to stumble over my words. It was hard. I think having a smoke or taking a swig of my beer, because those were the times where it was dead air.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened to it yet. I'm curious, I know what the fuck I spoke about anyway, so I really don't give a shit either. But I fucking missed you, man. I missed having the person that bounce ideas off of you.
I'm sorry. If I wasn't fucking passed out under a rock somewhere.
It's cool, man. So it wasn't tough necessarily. Like, I didn't do
it. Like, you wouldn't do, like, Justin, like, a Justin Case type thing. Oh, or, like, our homeboy,
Yes.
Yes, we know him.
Fucking, that guy. Why did I draw a blank on his name?
I don't know, man. I'll think of it. Just keep going.
Yes, me too. Okay. I would do a podcast by myself. Is it something I want to do or will have time to do right now? No, not at all, dude. I think I did good though. Honestly, dude, that's one good, shot, man. One kill.
It takes a lot of balls to do it yourself.
And you know what? I swear,
Travis.
Travis. Fear,
I'm
dude.
Sorry, Travis.
Yeah, sorry, T. So it's something again. Like I would like to do, and I think I could still do just like what the fuck news, like a show on that, and not necessarily.
You which was like seven fucking comics, dude.
I fucking went through, they were about maybe 3 minutes per issue, I think, but I think it was good, dude. So I don't know, it was fun for sure, but again, I fucking missed you, homie.
Yeah, I missed you too, dude. I was
you ready to get back to the grind now?
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, man, we got some articles. Let's do it, man. We got a Kentucky man arrested for shooting down neighbor's drone. Speaking of drones,
oh, I did read that.
Okay,
wasn't he trying to look at his daughter?
Yes, it was that one.
Or something?
Well, not that much, but kind of. A Kentucky man was arrested last week after he shot down a neighbor's drone that he believed was hovering over his yard. William Willie Meredith, 47, was at the Bullitt County home on July 26th when his daughters told him they saw the drone flying in the sky. So yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't that why you have drones?
Kind of,
to fly around and look at shit, who's banging, what underwear is she wearing?
You would think, right?
Who's that guy?
Let's see who's sunbathing in their backyard, yeah, you know?
I think that's what you're buying for, right?
Yeah, exactly. And to put people like you out of jobs.
Hey, you know what? All for the drones.
Well, I came out and it was down by the neighbor's house, about 10 feet off the ground, looking under their canopy that they've got in their backyard. Okay, so he said straight up, like, the drone was, like, in, like...
Like, on her back,
massaging her. Yeah, massaging her. I know, dude. All right, dude. I went and got my shotgun and I said, I'm going to do anything unless... I'm not going to do anything unless it's directly over my property.
Does the drone... I know it has a camera.
Not all of them, but I think most of them.
Can it like speak out like a little speaker? Oh no, please don't shoot me.
I'm pretty sure you can put your own speaker. I don't know. By now, there's got to be, right?
Please don't shoot.
But of course, it's not going to be AI.
She wanted it.
She wanted it. I swear, she told me she's 18. So he shot it. Okay, within a minute or so, here it came, he said. It was hovering over the top of my property, and I shot it out of the sky. The drone's owner, David Box 40, later told WDRB that he was trying to have fun and take pictures of the friend's house. He said the device was worth $1,800 and that he would not fly as low as Meredith claimed. So we didn't hover, we didn't go down, we didn't do any of that, Box said. There is no way I'm going to fly below the trees the second day I owned it. So police were called to the scene after Meredith shot the drone down, leading to the altercation between Meredith and Box. FAA guidelines suggest flying drones below 400 feet in the air and navigating clear of quote-unquote people or stadiums, CNET explains. The FAA also warns against firing at unarmed aircraft, which could cause damage or injuries on the ground.
So he's getting in trouble for shooting the drone.
Exactly, dude.
Even, I mean, it's some random guy. It's not fucking, it wasn't fucking military, was it?
No, it was just two neighbors in Kentucky, dude. So.
That's kind of
fucked up. He said he was protecting his property, which he has a right to do. But it depends on where it was, I guess, you know, because he said it's technically on my property. It's covering over your property, you would think, right? But the whole unarmed, you know, the FAA saying that unarmed drones or any objects in the sky, if they're unarmed, you can't do anything.
So they could just make a whole video. Fucking gone wild on drones. Just can't do shit about it.
Just about, dude. Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude. Well, I guess, I don't agree with that, dude.
It's got to be a loophole too, though, dude. Because I mean, you've heard those stories recently too, like the fires that have been going on. We have a lot of fires out here in Southern California, but like those fires and the firefighters that are, you know, sending the helicopters in their jets, you know, to water out those areas, that people were setting drones, putting cameras on their drones so they can get like footage of that shit, and which is making it harder for the firefighters to get out to save, you know, or to fucking stop the fire. So there's got to be regulations soon on that they need to come up with, because
how many people have a fucking drone? Do you know anybody that has a drone?
I don't know anybody. I was at the bar the other day and some old man's like, check out this new toy I got. Random shit, dude.
Really?
So, I guess people are doing it. I'm curious, but I wouldn't, like, fly it.
Okay. They're not fucking stealthy, dude. I've seen videos, like, flying everywhere and shit. I don't know. I don't like it. I wouldn't want someone fucking looking in through my window.
No, for sure, dude. The whole privacy factor is a big thing, dude. All right, next one's going to be, Dad shoots daughter while teaching her about gun safety.
Oh my God! See, daughter, what you want to do is not.
And that's the article.
Wow!
A Florida father who was trying to teach his 12-year-old daughter about gun safety ended up shooting her in the arm. Police said the incident took place on Sunday night at home in Davie, Florida. CBS Miami reported the dad was trying to show his daughter how to draw a gun when the firearm went off. Police said the girl's injuries were not life-threatening. Thank God. A neighbor who said she came out when she heard the gunshot described what she saw to CBS Miami. There was blood running down her leg. Kara Perez said she had white shorts on, so you could tell her whole front and side were full of blood.
Oh my God, you shot her in the stomach?
No, her arm.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better
but
than
she's
that.
Wearing white. It's better than that, yeah. Fuck. Face anything, dude. Sergeant Pablo Casaneda told the Huffington Post that after interviewing the girl and her father separately, authorities believe the shooting was an accident. However, he said Child Protective Services is involved and the investigation is ongoing. There's no arrest and we're not releasing names at this point.
Did they see how old she was?
Oh, 12 years old.
Okay, so is that a
go for it.
Okay age to show a little kid how to use a firearm?
It depends.
Well, if it was your 12-year-old, would you show her how to use a firearm? Oh,
jeez. You know what? It'd have to... Well, I'm not going to say, like, hey, daughter, stand in front of me, like...
Or even put bullets in it?
You know? Yeah. Like, so I would, but, like, I wouldn't... I'd use better precautions than this guy. Like...
I don't understand what this guy was thinking,
man. Hey, sweetie pie, can you look down the barrel and tell me if this is loaded? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like... Okay, so does that belong on... What? He didn't kill her. Safety's for pussies. So that doesn't belong on Jesus shitless, but what the fuck for sure?
Like a dumbass.
Dumbass, stupid... Okay, idiot of the week?
I don't... He's an idiot.
Straight up, yeah.
Dad, this is that bullet... Poof.
Yeah, so idiot's loaded.
Idiot.
And this one, another... these Florida people, dude. Florida man chews off fingerprints in the hopes of not being ID'd.
So he thinks he's from fucking the seventh movie, Seven.
He tried to get away by the skin of his teeth.
So he's doing a crime.
Yes.
And after he touches everything.
Yes.
He chews off his fingers.
Yes.
Fingerprints.
His, yeah, straight up.
We're fucking clubs, bro.
Well, chew on this. A Florida man suspected of stealing a Mercedes-Benz chewed off the tips of his fingers to avoid being fingerprinted. So now when he gets fingerprinted, it's probably going to be the bones that are fucking getting fingerprinted.
What happened to all your fingers? I was born this way.
No shit. Kenzo Roberts, 20, was arrested Thursday after deputies for the Lee County Sheriff's Office spotted a 2015 Mercedes that had been reported stolen. Investigators quickly discovered Roberts was using a fake ID and was carrying a concealed firearm and three fraudulent credit cards, according to the department's Facebook page. Roberts was placed in the back of a patrol car while he was waiting, disturbing surveillance video show that he didn't want to get fingered for the crime, so he started chewing off his fingertips.
So he does understand, like, your fingerprints are part in the system.
Yeah.
So chewing them off still doesn't erase your
picture. No, this is genius guy.
Or doesn't erase your face from the computer.
You know? Yeah, it's probably...
What an idiot!
And now to top things off, the next crime he commits is going to be, the guy with the fingerless fucking hands, you know? He's the
one... Whoa, imagine chewing off your fingers? Prints?
Nah, dude.
You're supposed to burn them off, right?
I don't know. What was that movie where somebody sliced it off?
It was Seven.
It was, there you go.
And then a Men in Black, they used this fucking thing. They burned off all their fingerprints. Mm. So this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, idiot of the week for sure. So that's about it. That's all we got for that.
Idiot of the week. Jesus, idiot.
Okay. Next one's going to be...
I've missed these morons.
This is just funny. I know, man. I miss fucking shooting the shit with you like this. Because I was kind of laughing last week, but I'm like, high five. Where's the high five? Like, no high five anywhere, dude. A groom sues new wife for fraud. Wait for it. After seeing her without her makeup for the first time.
Oh,
awesome.
Shit.
How's that? Cool? I love this guy.
Wait. Who the fuck are you? Wakes up in the middle of the morning.
What you do to my wife? I am your wife.
Who is this beast laying next to me? Fucking Clayface.
Yeah, totally. Now... Before we get started on the article, have you ever dated a girl that plastered on her makeup?
Yeah, dude, like chiseled it off.
Yeah, yeah.
I've dated some girls that don't even look like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I've dated a lot of those.
I'm a big guy for natural beauty.
Yeah.
Now, granted, when we go out or once in a while, definitely doll yourself up for me. But
again, like a lot of makeup, like the fucking under the eyelids.
You know what?
And like
not
colors.
Necessarily like. Plastered on, but when it's fucking nicely peacock. Done with everything, like with the lashes and all the bullshit, I don't know. I like it. It's nice every now and then, you know, but like I don't need it every day. I'd rather wake up and see you, top of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I did date a girl where she never wanted me to see her without her makeup.
Oh.
So that was after eventually.
What do you do when it's hot? It started melting, dude.
Totally.
Go fucking swimming.
Totally, totally.
Not the face. Not the face.
Exactly. And they would still wear makeup in the fucking pool. Now, it's those girls, like, I don't even bother with anymore. So you've been through that too, though, right?
Yeah, I do not like a lot of makeup. Okay. My fiance doesn't wear a lot of makeup. And I like it. I mean, if you can wake up in the morning and she still looks beautiful, then there it is, man.
Totally agree.
Not fucking wake up and then the pillow is just filled with...
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking Picasso picture.
Totally, shit, dude. Totally. All right. I'm totally down with that, man. A man who saw his new wife for the first time without makeup is reportedly suing her for trauma after being shocked at her appearance. Now, do we like this guy or do we not like him?
I think he's real, man.
Or do you think he's an idiot of the week?
I think that he should have done more research.
Yeah, totally, totally.
I don't know how she would always have makeup on. Like,
some girls are like that, dude. Like, and again, I've dated that girl where it's like...
I wonder, did they show pictures?
No, unfortunately.
Damn, I wonder what she really looked
like. Me too, right? Okay. Although makeup kind of does wonders sometimes too, but then again, if you slap makeup on a pig, it's still a fucking pig, you know? So I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's true.
I kind of like this guy already, though. The unnamed couple had just got married in Algeria, and after spending the night together, the husband woke up to find his wife barefaced. It does...
Nigeria. You ever get those fucking calls? Remember back then was like nobody knew, and like, hey, send me... I want to buy something from you, but I'm going to pay you double for it.
Yes.
Just go ahead and send it, and I'll send you a fake check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still goes on.
Where are you from? Nigeria. Fuck you.
I'm a prince, and if you give me your bank account number, I will deposit. Shut the fuck up. But it's true, though.
It's true.
All right, the unnamed couple had just got married in Algeria, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but rather than admire her natural beauty, instead the man refused to believe the woman was his wife, believing her to be a thief.
Damn. Okay. Well, you know what? There's no natural beauty if she's ugly.
Exactly.
Where's the beauty in
that? But again, like, okay, he married her, not, like, and then for to accuse her, like, you're a fucking thief, you're not my wife. Like, how bad? I really want to see what this broad looks like. I really do.
Fucking paintbrush and everything. Put it back on.
You know, dude.
Let's see what we got.
Finally, realizing that this was in fact the woman he loved, the man is now allegedly suing her for fraud and psychological suffering.
Wow.
I like this guy. I really do.
He's going a little too far, but maybe, I don't know, man.
Oh, it's trip out, dude. A source told Emirates 247, he said he was deceived by her and she used to fill up her face with makeup before their marriage. Okay,
still. A lot of people do that. A lot of women get makeup. Mm. I mean, what is your first time meeting or your fucking...
No, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, maybe it was a prearranged marriage, perhaps.
Then you're fucked, dude.
Oh, you're fucked anyways. Although...
Three pigs and a cow and you get this cow.
Totally, yeah. Okay, he said she looked very beautiful and attractive before the marriage. But when he woke up in the morning and found that she had washed the makeup off her face, he was frightened as he thought she was the thief.
Wow. Well, you know, he could have been pretty fucking blitzed, too.
Yeah.
Anything could have looked great.
Totally.
And then he woke up from the...
From the booze the night before, yeah, and said, like, oh, fuck, this was a mistake. I mean, it could have been...
Shoots her in the arm.
Or maybe he just went to the bar for the night, and it was like a shotgun wedding where it's like...
I have no idea, dude.
I don't know either,
dude. It's fucking weird, bro.
So many questions, right? We still have so many. Okay, the price of the husband's suffering is £1,300. So it's about $20,000 U.S. currency.
Maybe she had money.
Possibly. Now, again, so many questions, though, right?
Wow.
I like this guy, though.
Jesus Christ.
So, dude. I don't know, man.
Okay. See, Judge? Look at her face.
I know, right?
Look, I want $40,000. Look at this face.
Imagine if he gets away with it, though. How cool is that? Granted,
I don't
up.
Know if he's going to get away, but yeah, if he did, that would be pretty fucking... She must be pretty ugly, bro.
She must be, yeah.
Like, straight mask.
I mean, yeah. I wish that I would have had pictures for that one, but negative on the pictures, dude. How are we looking on time, dude?
We're good. We got about... 3 minutes. No, we got about 3 minutes.
Cool. We'll go wherever you want, dude, before we take a break.
Did you do anything this weekend?
Oh, fuck. I saw Birdman here at the house.
How'd you like that? Because I saw it, too, and I liked it, but it was kind of, did he really fucking fly? Or did he just really die?
I liked
Spoilers. It. Spoilers. It's been out for about a year.
I know, right, dude? It won a few awards.
Yeah.
Okay, the writing was nice, dude.
Yeah, it was.
The acting was really great, too.
Oh, yeah, look at the actors, though, man.
Yeah, it's true. I loved Edward Norton in it. He was
anything,
an
anything he plays in.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
Even though he banged... Did he bang her? I forgot.
He fucked her. She took him out. Okay, even the conversations they had, the daughter, Emma Stone, she's a hottie anyways, and she's a good actress. Like, she was good in it. Michael Keaton fucking was dope as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he was the shit, dude.
I liked...
I mean, he only could pull it off in underwear.
Yeah, like, right?
Tidy whitey's running
totally,
around.
Totally.
Really good movie, but...
The music was great, too. It was more like a jazzy drum beat more than anything, but I liked the music. I liked it a lot, honestly.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie. Just the ending was a little... It's like, well, what the fuck happened?
Did he, what was did more he... of a psychological movie anyways?
Yeah.
Which I like psychological movies like that anyways. And kind of like a character case study, too. Cause
it was good.
He had to... Literally, he was known for one character. And people would always bring up that character. And, like, even that bitch who's like, I'm going to shit on your fucking play.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he tells her off at the end, right? But it's like, during the movie, though, it made me anyways... think like, oh shit, is he really fucking, is this guy really be talking to him,
right? Yeah.
Or is he not? Like, it did a really good job of like, ah, oh, he's fucking, it's all in his head. But it kind of really made me feel like, oh, what the fuck, like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Or what the fuck?
Yeah, it was cool, though. So, I like how they kept, and besides those few scenes, like, they kept the movie really grounded, but the camera work on there too was awesome, because they would literally pan through the theater, like, hallway by hallway, and, like, follow the actors, which was really nice.
I mean, the beginning
of cinematography,
the,
for
the
sure.
The beginning of the movie, too, when he was, like, meditating, floating.
Yes,
down.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
So I liked that one a lot. Yeah, dude, it was good, dude. I
saw Ant-Man.
Cool. What'd you think?
I did not like it.
Okay.
I thought it was boring. I sat there, me and Margot, and we're like, when is this going to end? I mean, it was... It was, they played too much into trying to make it funny.
Yeah, that I didn't understand.
The acting was, the only good actor was Ant-Man. Everybody else sucked. The villain sucked.
The villain
was bad. Jester hated the villain.
Yeah, he did.
Even Michael Douglas, is that his name?
Michael Douglas did good, dude.
Really?
Yeah, Scott Lang? No, I'm not. Scott Lang was fucking Paul Rudd. I'm sorry, dude.
Hank Pym. I don't know, man. It just felt like the jokes were dry. They were trying too hard.
Mm.
T.I. was in it. Those jokes were... It was getting kind of old with the Mexican.
Yeah, with Homeboy, dude. And everyone kept saying he stole the movie, and I'm like...
Mexican?
Yeah. The first... when he gives that dialogue, I'm like, okay... They've milked that too fucking much.
And they kept doing it.
Oh, they did it again. Yeah.
I'm like, this movie needs to end. even with when he fought the Avenger, I was like,
Captain America.
Captain America.
Falcon. It was not the best Marvel movie, but it's not the worst.
It reminded me of Thor, like the first.
It was better than Thor.
It was better, but it was kind of the lines were like, you already know it's gonna be a big fight. Let's get the fight. He trains for 24 hours and he knows everything.
That's true, though, dude. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you that, dude. Okay.
So it was... It wasn't the best.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else I did, dude. I think that's about it. Nothing exciting, dude. Bill's rent.
Yeah.
Me rent. Too. Yeah.
Recovering from a coma.
Nice.
Playing a lot of Dungeons & Dragons online. I've been playing a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my buddy, we have a campaign going, so that's fun. We play that online. Total Nerds, I never thought I would be playing Dungeons & Dragons, but it's actually pretty fun because you build up your character and cool. Shit, so it's fun.
Right on, man. Cool. Any plans this weekend?
I'm probably going to watch Fantastic Four.
Oh, did you see the fights? Oh, I'm going to watch
that one too. I did see the fights.
Thank goodness she fucking boring. Was able to...
Well, but, I mean, the main event wasn't boring. They put two... Did you see the whole card?
Yeah. Well, no, not the whole card, just the main event.
It ended like fucking 10 o'clock, bro.
Yeah.
They had two Ultimate Fighter championships on the card. Why?
They've been doing that a lot lately.
Bro. I don't want to fucking see these Brazilian nobodies.
It's their home, though, dude. And branching out everywhere,
It was bad, bro. Yeah. Like, I saw it, I was like, I went to my sister's because she was bugging me. And I'm like, all right, I'll bring my laptop and we'll watch it.
Yeah.
And it was just like... Well, what the fuck is wrong? Did we miss it?
Yeah.
And then, what was it, 30 seconds?
38, I think. 36,
beat
38.
Beat the shit out of her,
which
dude.
Is good, dude. I mean, everyone thinks...
She talked a lot of shit.
That's what she gets, dude, right? Straight up. So, it was not the best card, but I'm glad she smoked her the way she did. She finally finished it without an armbar.
No, she finished two. This is her second one punching
without,
in the face.
Okay, cool.
She got the other chick in a headlock on the floor.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
But, dude, she faceplanted to the ground for a win.
Ass up, yeah. All right, man. But fuck it. That's all we got, I guess.
Roddy Piper died.
I fucking miss that guy. I used to love the fuck out of that guy. But I was a villain guy anyways.
So you like Hulk Hogan now?
I had to think about it. I'm like, I hate that. Wait a second. No, that's fucked up.
Dude, that guy got so much shit, bro.
Oh,
who's a big WWE?
I like Hulk Hogan.
Nerdnets are big wrestling fans.
Yeah,
I wonder
what they
think about Hulk Hogan with the N-word. Dude, did you hear what he said?
No.
Dude, he dropped like the N-word like at least 6 times and he was talking about his daughter. I hope she's not fucking some bad word.
Wow, dude. Okay.
N-word.
Yeah.
If she is, I hope it's a 6-foot N-word athletic person with money. It was just bad, dude. Snap, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
Brother.
Because it started out with like that. Hey, brother. He's like, I can't say the N-word. So I got to say brother.
It's funny because I sent our Google chat room. This was a long time ago, dude. I don't watch wrestling anymore. I love the classics now. I know some of the wrestlers, most of them now,
I know a little
just
bit
don't too. Watch it, really. But anyways, it's an old one when Hulk Hogan was still in WCW. And it was Harlem Heat, Booker T, and his brother, almost said Ray J, but whatever his brother's name was, against, I forgot who it was, Hulk Hogan and somebody. But on an interview, like, you know how they give the promos before a match, like the hype up fucking all right,
brother.
Booker T calls Hulk Hogan the N-word. On accident, granted, but he's like, Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, N-word. And then it sucks because Booker T's like, fuck, and he gives a fuck, and he turns around like as he's turning, he's like, "Fuck, I can't believe I just said that." He's with Scary Sherry too. She was with them at the time. She looks at him. She looks at him and she's like, "Did you just fucking see that?" Like, you can see her like whisper, like, "You fucking stupid ass." And Booker T, like that. Once he comes back, he's like hard again. But he knows he fucked up. But like, he called the orangest man on the planet the N-word. I thought it's not nice. I mean,
I think it's okay though, because Booker T is.
He is right. So he can drop it. He can
drop it. But I mean, I don't. Yeah, I might even get into that. But so, yeah.
If you guys want to see that video, let me know.
I'll put it up.
But yeah, dude, to rock and roll, man.
All right, man. We're going to come back with some comic talk. Peace.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Hey, we're back, and we got some comic talk. Some quick news. What do we have here? We have the new villain for the Marvel Spider-Man.
Okay. Is this a rumor, though, or is it announced?
I think it's a rumor.
If it's a rumor, this is still a pretty fucking sick rumor, dude.
And it's, what's his name?
Kraven.
Kraven. And his power is he hunts animals. He pretty much killed that lion.
He killed that lion.
He is the dentist.
That's his side job. He's working second jobs like us. That's great, dude.
He's a good character.
I like him. I like him, dude.
He's a Spider-Man
villain, dude. Villain. I think if they were, I mean, again, it's a new Spider-Man. It's a new take. It's Marvel's take. I'd like to see a villain that hasn't been used before. I think he'd be a good starting character villain to fight against Spider-Man, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'm down with that, dude. If it's a rumor, I'm kind of cool with that.
And then we got, I'm looking at IGN.com, 7 hot comics to buy. Let's see if there are any of these 7 comics we're buying.
Or gonna review.
Read. Let's see. The Damn Band, number 1.
No.
Look at the picture, dude.
Oh, I'm so all over that.
No, we're not going to be reading that.
Okay, no.
Justice League Gods and Monsters Wonder Woman 1?
No.
No. Okay, that's 0 for 2.
Does it have the writers and artists on for those?
J.M. D. Matthews?
No.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
No.
We Stand on Guard?
No.
Brian K.
Vaughn, though. You know what? That's the one I heard about. That's the one, it hasn't dropped yet, right?
It's dropping this week.
Okay, cool. Then that one, yes, because it's Brian K. Vaughn. Oh, shit.
So I guess we missed number 1. That's Comic Syndicate for you guys.
I haven't been in the shop, dude. That's my bad, dude.
We're going to read number 1 for sure. The Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, number 3. Dan Slott. How are you liking them?
I like it, dude. I'm really liking what would have continued happening if they would have stayed together. They had a little girl. The little girl obviously has powers, too. Mm. And
it's pretty good.
I'm liking it, honestly, dude.
I'm liking that he's banging Mary Jane. I like that.
Yeah.
Star Wars Darth Vader, of course. We're going to buy that one.
That one's so fucking good, dude.
Oh, my God.
Even Star Wars is fucking good right now, dude.
Group 3, I will not read.
Don't care for Groot right now, dude.
The cover is with Groot on a surfboard with Silver Surfer.
Oh, that one I was curious about. Nah, didn't pick up, dude.
Okay, and then we got John Flood. And this is written by Justin Jordan.
Justin Jordan, hmm. Okay.
This is a Boom.
Boom Studios. All right. Oh, maybe.
They make comics? Ha ha ha, just kidding. I'm just fucking kidding. Well, we were pretty short on comic news. What was the other thing we were going to talk about?
Channing Tatum?
Yes. So,
They signed the contract.
Gave him the money, I guess.
So, last week, and I almost mentioned it on the show, I don't think I did last week, is that it was a rumor that he was going to bail from the movie. So, no, we don't know if that was just a rumor as well, or, like you said, the contract. And if he was asking for a certain amount, he said, "I can make more money fucking taking my shirt off in Magic Mike than throwing cards."
I have to say, I'm not gay or anything. Nothing wrong with that, but...
there's nothing wrong with that.
If I had some $10 bills, I don't know.
Oh! Yes, yes.
Just kidding.
Well,
but he's pretty ripped in that movie.
Ripped, because Gambit, he needs to slim down, I think, yeah, more than anything.
He needs to fit in his fucking trench coat.
Totally.
Not fucking
And he's a buff guy, I know that, and he's a tall guy, too, but I think he can pull it off. It kind of seems like he's got the passion for it. Fantastic Four drops this weekend, and Deadpool has, you know, like...
The new trailer?
The new trailer's going to drop with that movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I saw the prequel trailer.
Yes. Those have been dropping this week. Monday was the first one, and then today was the next one, which is, what are we today? The 4th of August. This year's flying fucking by, dude.
So, pretty cool. I'm probably going to watch it.
Mm.
We'll see.
I am, too. We will probably talk shit on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, so let's get some books out of the way here. I'm going to do one from last week that I read, Wonder Woman 42. And we start off with Wonder Woman and Hessa.
Yes.
And whoring it out at the club. They are dancing with no underwear. It's pretty sexy. Some D-bag comes up and tries to dance with her and starts grabbing at her. Shake your ass over here. He gets fucking body slammed on the dance floor. Real easy.
Yeah.
As they leave the club, they are stopped by a beggar asking for some change. The next panel, we see some guy with a golden arrow, like kind of like targeted on her head.
Mm.
And pointing at Wonder Woman. Homeboy misses and gives... I mean, why are you going to fucking miss, dude? Anyways.
I know, right? That was stupid.
He fucking misses, right? Gives up his location. He starts running from it, but doesn't get far. Wonder Woman takes him down and figures out that this is the same guy from the last issue on the bridge, where he's like, I'm going to jump off unless I see Wonder Woman, and tries to blow her up.
Mm.
He gets on Pegasus, because Pegasus is parked right next to him. And they take off, and so we get a small backstory on, I can't even pronounce it, Aegis, A-E-G-E-U-S?
Aegis. Yeah.
And how his bloodline is going back to some gods. Aegis isn't believed to even...
He's a part of the bloodline.
Yeah, when he was dying on his bed, he was kind of a dick.
And his dad's like, here, take this golden coin, kid.
Yeah, he gives him a golden coin that is...
You can go to Willy Wonka's factory now.
So Angus is having on his 21st birthday. He can't do anything until his 21st birthday. He was supposed to get it on that day. He takes a trip down to the beach and calls out to Poseidon. And gets no response, dude.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Poseidon.
I'm your son, right?
I'm your son. No, bitch.
Yeah.
Over there. So anyways, Poseidon doesn't respond back to the current time. We see Angus taking on this unknown god that is helping him take down Wonder Woman. He starts bitching at the unknown source and gets put in his place quickly. Back to Wonder Woman talking to Donna, still in prison, feeling sorry for herself.
For her sister, right? Yeah, that's her sister in prison.
Prison. Wonder Woman's asking her to forgive herself, but she can't. After Donna leaves, Hessa, her homegirl, comes up and tells Donna that she should kill herself. And the only way of doing that is to head over to the Fates of London. I mean, you kick someone when they're down. And you say, you know what, dude, just use the fucking mattress to hang yourself.
Hang yourself, I mean, pretty much, dude, and then that broad she meets is like, well, I can get you out of here type of deal, so.
Yeah, I mean, I love the art.
Double cross, probably.
I fucking love the art.
The art is pretty, pretty dope, though.
They're a married couple, so the writer and the artist are paying.
Cool, yeah, well, that's true. Well, okay, my first one's going to be, oh my gosh, I want to review it real quick, because... I'm lost on it. I love the fuck out of Sandman. But we were talking about this on the break right now. When we started the podcast 103 episodes ago, issue number 1 dropped.
Yeah.
This is barely issue number 5.
Neil Gaiman, if you can't write it.
J.H. Williamson, the third two.
Don't write.
I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
No, I think it's more Neil Gaiman.
I think it might be, dude, but you would think the script would be done, dude.
You know what?
But he admitted
a while
back. Does
he have anything going on right now?
It's just fucking book signings and shit like that.
Man, dog.
I love the fuck out of him, but okay, so everyone's going to be as lost as I am, because each issue drops 6 months or 7 months after another, dude. So, again, dude, it's...
And they're not late either, guys. It's not like, oh, it's late. He's planned on this... Like
in advance.
Whenever I get it done, I get it done. It's
Which
not like
sucks.
It's not like, hey, you're 6 months behind. No, yeah. No, bitch. I will write it when I feel like writing it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't think Neil Gaiman's ever on any kind of time
limit, right? Yeah. And everyone's going to hire him anyway. And it's Sandman, dude.
Yeah.
The art is gorgeous, though. So it's pretty much, in a nutshell, is Dream. Sandman, he's locked in a prison, like in this void prison where he really cannot escape. Now, he went to visit his father the issue prior to this one. He gets to visit his mom. And she's like, you're such a dick, dude. You're not like fucking Desire. You're not like any of your siblings whatsoever. You do your own goddamn thing and you think it's okay. Like, well, yeah, that's kind of me. You know, so I think I liked it because of that. I'm like, well, that kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds...
So,
where did I hear that from?
She banishes him pretty much and she's like, you know what? Fuck you. You're full of shit, kid. I'm going to keep doing this.
Which sibling is this?
Dream.
Oh, okay.
And this is him talking to his mom. She's like, you know what? If you want my help, I can get you out of this prison. I can give you your own, a different dream world because... The worlds are collapsing into each other, so they're getting destroyed. So think about it like Convergence or Secret Wars that's going on now. And that's why all the Sandmen from issue number one 2 years ago started off with all the Sandmen, different types of Sandmen, the cats, you know, the robotic ones, the plant ones. And they're trying to figure out a plan like, okay, we're all the Dream. We all have the same mind. What are we going to do to fix this? So him taking the alternate route is, fuck, well, I have to go to prison. Like, there's nothing I can do to fucking save this. He's still with this cat, Sandman, and while he's in this prison, Dream pulls him out. He goes to his portrait in his, his house, and he's like, Dream, I need to fucking talk to you. He's like, I'm kind of busy right now. And Sandman was like, I don't need your help. Destiny pulls him out. He's like, okay, what the fuck did you do? This is my garden. Like, this is my realm. This fucking giant ship, whose is it? It's yours, you motherfucker. I know what it is. And Sandman's like, it's not mine, I swear. He's like, look at it. And it's just great because he's like, Sandman even tells him, his own brother, like, dude, it's your book. You know what's going to happen. He's like, yeah, it's not written in my book. And it's just great the way J.H. Williams draws it is literally Destiny's fucking gnarly Bible, and the way he draws it is gorgeous, though. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much the cat went to work. She's like, well, you've been locked up, I've been working for us. Like, all these universes that are dying, I'm going to save little bits of people from each universe. And it's kind of, think of it like a Noah's Ark type of deal. Like, it has to continue. Like, so Sandman denied his mom, like, you know, she's like, even told him, I will give you a love of your life, which you've never had before. Like, you know, so you can just forget about everything and start off fresh. And he still said no. Like, it's part of my life that I've been doing. So once he gets to the ship, it's cool. Just, again, the way he's, like, pirate decked out and his gear is sick. And he's like, okay, cat, like, what the fuck are we gonna do? She's like, your call. Like, this is our ship. We have all these people we've saved. So what are we going to do now? There's only one issue left that's going to come out next year.
But all right, we're on episode 200. And guess what we have?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. So it was cool enough to worth me talking about. Dude, I love the Sandman, but that's all I'm going to talk about that one.
Very cool, very cool. Let's see. I read Star Wars 7.
Oh, so good, dude.
It was so good. So if you guys are not reading Star Wars, number 7 talks about what happened with Obi-Wan while Luke was growing up.
Mm.
And so we start off with Tatooine and some gang of losers are bullying the locals for water. Attacks from Jabba. Obi-Wan, I thought, would have helped these poor guys, but we don't see it. He doesn't. We see him, you know, not even use his lightsaber for a very long time. We don't. He just walks away, his own thing.
Which is kind of sad to see, too. Because we see what he had to go through when, literally, the Jedi Order was fucking murdered.
Well, I mean, Obi-Wan's character alone is a guy that's...
As a fight, he wants to help people.
He helps people all the time. So we get to see what Obi-Wan's been doing all this time for episode 3 to 4.
Yeah.
And on how he wanted to train Luke when he was young, but his uncle would not allow it.
Owen
said, fuck you, don't look at my wife, get out of here, Obi-Wan. However, Obi-Wan is there to protect him from any harm.
Which is cool, he's watching over him the whole time.
That gang is back in town and start looking for more water. Obi-Wan interferes with the crowd, it takes over. The crowd takes over, beats the shit out of these guys. Mm-hmm. Obi-Wan does a little knick-knack.
And he's been doing that, like, surviving using his Jedi mind tricks. And he hasn't busted out his lightsaber yet.
And he was even trying to tell me, you can drink from these fucking...
These berries. These fucking bastard fruits that look terrible to eat. Yeah.
But they taste like shit, but you'll live. Mm. And they said, whatever. Luke takes off in the middle of the night to steal some water from the gangsters.
And I like how Luke is still kind of cool, where he's like a kid more. Well, obviously,
he has that hero.
Yeah, type quality. Thing. Yeah, so yeah.
He tries to steal from the gangsters. Jester's there. I don't know what Jester's doing there. they wanted to make him a slave.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan fucks these guys up, kills them. He kills them too, dude. Like straight up fucking rocks on your face. Like the panels. Or badass. Like, I didn't really like the drawings, the art.
I liked it a lot.
Some of the art was a little hard to read, but it was badass. Like, he was just
liked
killing.
I liked it. It kind of looked like a dingy, like, darker. I don't know. I liked it, dude. Yeah.
Kills him and returns Luke back to home and is ready to be what he is. Like, he kind of gets, like, a boost. Like, fuck this. You know, I got to do my thing.
Yeah.
And so he ends it there, and I love how we're getting some backstory, big characters from the movie. Mm-hmm. And all this shit is
continuity.
Continuity. And the struggle with Obi-Wan was great, and it feels right. Like,
this is what Obi-Wan.
And Luke has a giant fucking book, so we'll probably see a lot more fillers.
Yeah, which is cool.
With Obi-Wan.
I think they're going to do an Obi-Wan, which would be great still, dude. Again, to see what we weren't able to see in the movies from Obi-Wan's eyes, and the shit he literally had to go through to survive is I would eat the fuck out of that, dude. All right, cool.
I would like it. For sure.
That was one of my books of the week, dude. I'm glad you reviewed it, dude. Okay, Sex Criminals, number 11, I liked a lot, dude. John and Susie have gone to visit a professor. This professor is an ex-porn star that John used to dig on, but now she's a professor. They're trying to find out a bunch more people that they have a lead on of who can time come freeze. I know it sounds odd, but hashtag time come freeze. I believe I mentioned it, and I don't know.
It's a... This book isn't for kids.
Oh, no.
Don't show your kids, please.
Just the cool shit that happens in this, dude. I love the relationship between John and Susie. It's a typical couple going through their typical bullshit arguments. When they work together, though, and they're a good couple, they're a fucking good couple, dude.
Well, it's like every
couple. Yeah. It's a relationship, dude. So it's funny. And it is funny, too, though, because the shit that happens to them. So anyways, they're finding more people that can freeze time when they come. And they come across a bunch of people. And Susie gets jealous of the professor because, like, the professor's giving him all the attention. And he's, like, macking back with her. Although he's just talking to her. But every time Susie says something, she, like, shrugs her off like, yeah, bitch, whatever. And so she gets jealous, which is kind of funny. Anyways, we find out that in this issue that the woman that's after them, the chick with the pink hair, the red hair? I always forget homegirl's name. And she can also time come freeze. So she's got a husband. She's literally... cheating on her husband with a man that's married, and it seems like he can time come freeze too, but that hers is more powerful than his. Okay. So she's an anti come time cop. I know it sounds odd. Hashtag anti come cop. And it's good. Like, we know she's one of those time come cops. But she's after John and Susie. So what organization is she still working for? Like, we just get more background from her, which was kind of cool.
Okay.
I liked it, and we're learning about the other people they are trying to gather together, to band together to stop this organization. So it's just a simple read. It was cool. I love the fuck out of them anyways, dude. Matt Fraction, Chip Zdarsky is the artist. Yeah. It's good.
Did you see the special cover? I saw a cover where they're both laying in bed, and then there's a Super Mario Bedhead.
Yes. Yes, I want to get that cover.
That's so bad, dude.
So it's literally John and Susie in bed, and it's one of the Beatles. No, not the Beatles. I don't even know what it's called.
Like, it looks like a hamburger head. Like, it looks like a dickhead.
Which is fucking cool. And it looked like an old classic NES cartridge cover, dude, which is... I thought that was cool. I want that cover, dude.
That was pretty funny.
Okay, so way cool. But yeah, one of the books of the week, dude. Do you have any more?
I read a couple... I'll talk more with you on Southern Bastards.
Cool. Then I will kill one more real quick, and then you can take it away. Thor's number 2, I liked a lot.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a look at it as a detective straight up comic. So Beta Ray Bill is Ultimate Thor's partner.
He died. Yeah, yeah.
He died first issue. This is issue number two, and it's just now all the Thor cops coming together and trying to figure out who killed one of us. So now it's like cops being dicks because like one of ours is dead. We're fucking the badasses of the badasses. We need to find out who did this. So they go out, and the whole search party is just after them, dude. Or after whoever it might be. We know it was Thanos, obviously. Fucking just straight... His whole crew just straight up murdered him. Straight, like, RoboCop status. Like, body part by body part at a time. They took him apart, dude.
Nice.
So, very cool. And so they go after looking for, you know, clues. And it's just a detective comic. Now, we see something really cool in this. Because it's Ultimate Thor, but then we see Unworthy Thor. So he's got his arm chopped off, but he's got his metallic arm, and he's got his axe. So it's our 616 Thor.
Does he know? He's just like Captain America, doesn't know.
Well, that's the weird thing. He's like, you know, this person you're looking for, this dead body. It's like Ultimate Thor tells Bastard Thor, Unworthy Thor, like, if you got any answers, give them to me. He's like, the only answer I'm going to tell you is stop looking for the killer. Because... And her name, Jane Foster, just walk away or else you're going to die too. If that's the way you want to end up. They start scrapping straight up, which is a nice fight, dude. An Unworthy Thor versus Thor. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. He's like, dude, I'm going to get my boys on your ass. So it's just cool. He's like, no, you need to stay the fuck out of this one. So because it's our 616 Thor, I'm thinking he's got more of a connection to Jane Foster. Mm-hmm. And Jane Foster is the girl that's dying in different battle worlds or the realms. And our 616 would be the only one that would want to find out who her killers. So it's more like a vengeance mission, it looks like, from his aspect. Mm-hmm. But it's cool, the interactions they had. The art's really good. It's a good detective story, dude. That's nice. About it. I liked it. It's cool. It was fun.
Jason Aaron writes that one, right?
Jason Aaron does write that one.
Nice.
So go for it, man.
Pretty cool. So we both read Southern Bastards number 10. It was good. I didn't like it as much as the other ones.
You said it was a filler.
It felt like... it was a filler. I mean, there was nothing... It was. There was really nothing progressing the story.
Well... okay, go for it. Go for it.
I just felt that, me and Joe talked about it. It was anti-religious. I didn't see any of the racial...
Not parting. Even anti-religious, but, as far as racial as the comic has been so far... Mm-hmm. Like, I liked it because you get to see more of how fucked up this town really is.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And a new character is introduced, Esau.
That's true.
And he knows Boss.
Yeah, or Big. I think he knows Boss or Big. I don't know. It that's the whole story. Like, he's a reverend.
Okay, we'll start off with the reverend. Okay,
I thought that was Esau.
No, Esau is the asshole. Okay, so go for it. The reverend. It starts off with the reverend going door to door like he normally does.
Like a Jehovah's Witness. People slam doors.
Do you
in
need
his
help?
Face.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, come on in, and it's a whorehouse. It would never happen.
That's what made me mad. This would never happen.
It was good.
He goes into this.
It was bad. It was fucked up bad. It's just a fucked up comic. I love it.
He goes into this house. And like Joe said, it's a whorehouse. This guy is banging this chick. Like
he's taxing her straight up, and he's like, "Hold on, let me finish up here. You want to watch? You want to grab? You want to take a picture?" Like way he's talking to this minister or this church guy.
Yeah, it was just weird.
And he's like,
he sits there. The religious guy takes a seat.
And he's literally like,
"Okay, I'm gonna preach
on my face, on my face, on my face." He's still there. Oh. He doesn't book it at all.
Oh, I don't even want to.
The guy walks out with his cock out, and he's like, "Smell this!" Like. Totally degrading this guy, and he's like,
"Do the whole book."
And he's like, "Yeah, I'm here to talk to you about the book." And
he's like, "Oh, you know what? I got to take care of some stuff. So why don't you just come along with me?"
Yeah.
Why would you come along? Why would you take this guy?
So Esau, totally Esau is the asshole.
Yeah. And he's been through all the books though, Esau.
Oh, you're right. He has.
He's the one that started shit with Big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's still under his thumb, too, though.
Yeah.
Because he goes up to him. He's like, "I'm mourning." And he's mourning the boss, right?
Boss is the bad guy. No, wait a minute.
Because Big is which one?
Big is the one that died, right?
Was the one that died, yeah.
Boss is the one that
Boss is still mourning. Coach. Yeah. And he goes up to the coach and he's like, all right, man, I got...
the cash that we need to buy some stuff.
To buy some guns straight up. And again, the minister's still with him the whole fucking time. Like, they go to the bank. The chick at the bank is fucking scared of fucking Esau. They get the money, 30 G's. And it's like, yeah, we're gonna buy the kids some equipment, some new pads. And we're going to continue to go on this mission. And they're guns, obviously. Yeah, they cachet of guns.
They hook up with some cholos. They get it all done. And then, a total flip, he just starts...
He starts firing off the gun first. And he's like, pick one up and try one with me. He's like, no, I can't do that. Holds a gun to his fucking head. I said, shoot the fucking gun. And then that's when, like you were going to say,
he
starts beating the shit out of the fucking
like
the guy.
Like, pounding him through the Bible.
Yeah.
Fight him to the face. And it's just like, I don't understand, like, what's the point of this? To degrade the show how fucked up. This mid-level character, this fucking B-level character is. It's just, I don't know. It was fucked up, and the art's beautiful.
Yeah.
Jason Latour. I just felt like it was like a filler. Like, when are we going to start getting into the daughter coming in?
It was a filler, but I'm waiting for that.
See,
dude.
He's been really like...
Like, taking his time on that one. Which I don't mind, dude, because like, how much more fucked up does this city have to get, this town?
How is the city like allowed to do this kind of stuff?
It's the fucking South, dude. We've heard fucked up stories. We know what goes on. And the whole Confederate flag bullshit, like all that shit, it still exists. And bigotry and, you know, people that are like that still fucking exist, dude. And that Jason Aaron is able to put it in comic form, as bad as it is, like, it's kind of like, it made me feel bad at the end, because the minister at the end...
I did. He went home to his wife all fucked up.
And he gave up. He's like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Like, fuck it. It's, fuck this town. It's not worth saving. But, like, that showed, like, heart, like...
So I guess the point is to show how this town is
corrupted and just dirty, dude.
There's no hope.
Yeah, dude, totally. So I mean, it made me feel bad, but like, hopefully, no one lives in a fucking town like this.
I bet there's.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But that's why it totally humanized. Like, you feel bad for everyone.
He did his job, then.
Yeah, yeah, right. So it was a fucked up comic, dude. It's very harsh, dude. Again, not a kid's book on this one either.
No, he showed the dick inside the woman too.
Yeah, and her tits, which is always awesome. I liked it a lot. I did not love the fuck out of it, but for the gnarly factor, I loved it, dude.
Okay,
I liked it, and I know we had that conversation last night too. Like, I don't know about this one, and I'm like, shit, I'm gonna go solo on this one. Like,
I'm like, God, this doesn't seem.
Maybe
like...
this is something we should not talk about. Okay, let's get Hulk Hogan on the show to talk
about
this.
Oh man.
I mean...
Wrong part of the South.
Wrong part. Ah, dude. So, great comic in general. It's definitely worth picking up. You got me hooked off of the trade paperback you got me for Christmas, which I love. And I've been hooked since, dude. So, I loved it. It's still a great comic. It is fucked up, though, dude. And the issues they talk about is fucked up.
What are they got picked up for a TV show?
It did. How are they going to pull it off?
Well, they're going to have to tone it down. It's on Fox, right?
No, I think it's going to be on Showtime, right?
Oh, then they don't have to tone it down.
No. Which is good. Fuck. But, like, this show can get so much shit. I mean, good job to Jason Aaron, too. I mean, he's a great writer in everything he does. I'm kind of stoked, though.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah. I'm still going to continue to read the fuck out of the
book. Oh, yeah. So. I mean, it didn't turn me off. I'm just... Mm. I thought this issue was... It wasn't as strong as the story, but
that,
it was good.
That I'll give you, dude. It was... Okay, in that sense, as a filler, then, yeah, I'll back you up, dude. All right, cool, man.
So you got anything else, or we?
I don't know if I got anything else, dude.
Yeah,
I think we're good on time.
Yeah,
right?
We're good. We got about 3 more minutes.
Okay, cool, man. Let's kill it then. Fuck it, dude.
Fantastic Four. Are you watching it?
I am.
Me too. I'll watch it too.
I thought you were. I have a feeling it's gonna be terrible.
I don't know, man. There's Doom in there. So,
I love the fuck out of... We love the fuck out of Doom.
I don't want to see him fucking surfing on a surfboard.
I don't want to see him fucking blogging. Like...
I don't know.
Well, dude, let's shit on this movie or fucking say it's good or not, dude.
I bet you we're probably going to disagree on this movie. Because we've been disagreeing on a lot of movies and comics.
That's because you've been leaving me hanging.
Oh, it comes out.
I've been sour at you, man.
It comes out. Batman 40 is the best comic ever. Anyways.
Shitty book of the year. Oh, it's up on there too, by the way.
You're putting it on the list?
Right behind Harley Quinn.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Let me see. I guess that's another rumor is that they're kind of trying to set it up. Depends on how well Fantastic Four does. Is an X-Men Fantastic Four crossover, which could happen because...
They're both by Sony, right?
Fox.
It
depends on how good Fantastic Four is, dude. I know they're going a different route for it, and I don't mind the whole, you know, the mixed interracial family anymore, the adoption. I don't care about that. Just give me a good movie.
Well, if you're going by comics, the best crossover will be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. With Fantastic Four.
I think so, dude.
Not the X-Men. Well, whatever. I guess that's what they can do, what they can do.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff.
So I'm going to watch it, dude.
For sure.
And we'll talk shit on about it, dude. Okay, do we know when we're going to record again?
Next week, Tuesday or Monday?
I think I can do Monday.
All right, I'll let you know.
Cool. All right, okay, I'll let you know. <'Cause
I don't... laughs> It's our last show, guys.
I know.
I hope you guys didn't get put off on the Punisher cover, the end. That was funny.
Thanks for bringing that up, dude. You had me laughing.
You told me to put that cover up too, dude. I'm like, and I looked at it, I'm like, what the fuck is this, the end in Punisher's eyes?
Yeah, great cover, great comic, book of the week, one of them up there last week. Actually, probably book of the week last week. But it was just a great word play too, because the whole episode,
I'm like,
this is the last episode, guys. I love you. We're going to break up. We finally did it.
So bad.
It was funny though, dude.
It was funny.
You crack me up in those chats, though, still, though, dude.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Shout out to our Google Chat people. We love you guys. So.
If you guys want to listen to any other good podcasts that we listen to the Comical, Nerdbong. Go to nerdbong.com. Yeah. Check those guys out. There's tons and tons of podcasts on there. Wicked Radio has tons. Renegade Radio,
yeah,
Thursdays, I believe great we're people. At 7 and 10 still on Thursday nights.
I haven't checked that out, dude.
I haven't checked it either.
I've been too fucking busy, dude.
Yeah, so check those guys out. Check our website out.
TheComicSnicket.com. That's where you guys can go to Amazon.
Amazon is the new Jesus.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
Let me see. That's about it, I think.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys hopefully next week.
Yeah, guys. Let us know what you guys think. You guys can find my boy at Mem the Beaner. You guys can find us on Instagram at comic_syndicate1. The feedback we've been getting on there is great, dude. I put up a picture of Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp last night.
Okay.
And it's like, sweet, I finally got my boy back recording tomorrow. And everyone fucking just was liking the fuck out of that one, dude. So I'm like,
that's a good movie.
That's cool, man.
Love which Doc fucking... Holliday?
Well, which one? Which character first? Of course.
Which movie, though?
Tombstone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's two badasses right there in the picture.
Why does it always have to be like two badasses, like Robin and Batman? Why does it always have to be?
And that I even that's my screensaver. I had to put it up as soon as I did it, dude.
Who is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's a commercial.
What the fuck is
that? That's a naked picture. Don't worry. She's got nice tits.
Who did say who's who?
No one said anything. I'm like, so which one of you these assholes do you think we would be? No one said anything. Crickets.
Fuck.
Who do you think he would be?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. I guess I'll be the, not Holiday, but the other dude.
I kind of think so.
Like the more,
Reserved?
Reserved, not outbursting asshole sometimes.
Well, Doc Holliday didn't give outbursts. He was just a smartass.
He was smart at it. He's outbursts on
the And smart. He's a stud. He's smoking. He's drinking himself to death.
Yeah.
I mean, but he backs up his boy
100%. It is true. And he does back up his whatever he says. See, I'm
cool with either
I
or.
See you as Doc Holliday.
I see you as Wyatt, man. Wyatt. So fucking hey, man. It was fun, dude. I love doing these, Adam.
Like, yeah, it's fun.
That's why I know you were working and me being doing this second job bullshit. Like, I needed to record, man, even if it was solo. As much as I'd love to have you.
I will never do a solo.
I want to hear that.
I will never.
I will pay to hear that.
Me and Sadie, that was a solo right there.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, too. That was one of the best episodes ever.
I don't know about that.
You guys were hilarious. Jesus Christ. You guys were adorable together.
Fucking Sadie. We got to get Sadie in here, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you see the new studio setup, dude.
This fucking I wanted Back to the Future bike.
Here. I wanted more contained sound.
It sounds a lot better in here.
Yeah, I mean, the acoustics help out a little bit, and I just got to tear down that wall and tear down that wall right here that belongs to the kid, and I'll be a happy camper. Just give us, you know, some room to...
Wiggle room.
Yeah, especially we can have fucking the whole crew back again, dude.
That'd be fun.
Well, fucking, we're going to hit episode, or actually 2-year anniversary soon. Holy shit, we're going to hit 2 years soon. We haven't spoken about it.
I thought we already did. I thought we hit 2 years.
No, we hit 1 year. This is going to be our 2-year anniversary fucking coming up in August, September.
Well, if you go 52. So, yeah, 108?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
no, 104.
About, yes. Like next week. yes. So, I barely thought about that the other day, and I'm like, holy shit, it's 2 years. Yeah. So technically, we're not going to do a damn thing for 200 or any 50s, yeah. 100s. We're not going to do anything special anymore.
No.
And 2 year anniversary, we're not going to do anything special.
We're just going to get our fantasy football league together.
We need to do that, dude. All right, so fucking, that's all I got, man. We'll figure something out. Yeah, we're going to be doing this for 2 years, guys. And we've been talking about Sandman Overture for 2 years, so.
Still on it.
Yeah,
fuck it. Alright guys, will you guys find me at Mem Beater?
You guys can find me at number 4, the villain. We will catch you guys hopefully next week. Alright, peace out.